Well, if I were a betting man, I'd say that was not normal, and that's probably when your problem occurred. And, you know, it brings up, you know, you make an interesting point. Never really thought about that, but you know, I think there was a way you could get in there and you could run it off just the one speaker or just the other. It would have been a cool test to, you know, try it on the one, see if you hear it, try it on the other, see if you hear it. That would have been a cool test. But again, there's no guarantee. And even if the audio, well, the power amp would probably be separate. But there are places where the audio chain, depending on where the problem was occurring, there would be places in the audio chain where, you know, before it gets segregated off into the different chains, where you could pick something up and it would be unique. You know, it would be at both chains. But that probably wouldn't be at the audio amp level, which is what I think you said they replaced. So I think those would be separate. So. But again, no guarantee of that. So anywho, but yeah, the fact that they replaced an audio amp is pretty obvious they found it.